Sydney Smith, training, had a military haircut. Dear Mr. Beaconall, my address shows you I'm well in now. Oh, it's a different life here. It comes hard at first, but four blankets on the floor, it is hard. I didn't get used to it until last night, which was my first night's proper rest. The food is fair, but served very rough, and well, not enough after the duels you have to go through. The weather has, of course, been very bad, and well, I'm still in the same things as I left London last Monday. I look like a tramp, my collar of the colour, something like the office grate. I was inoculated last Thursday, but it was not so bad, but some of the fellows felt it. I expect I shall have some time with the next lot, but hope I don't, well, as they've not got much sympathy. And of course, there's no comfort. A lot of fellows, about 450, have been shifted Saturday and today to Borden. We shall all go, probably, when we get fitted out, as they're making a new camp there with three new companies. It cannot be worse than here, which is very dreary and lonely. And the nearest village, Liss, is 3 miles away, where several of us went on Saturday and Sunday and had tea. That place, I must say, truly rural. I've had a military haircut tonight, and I feel I look like Bill Sykes. I'm afraid none of our young ladies would care to be seen walking up number one platform at Paddington Station with me, as I look at the moment. There's no leave now. Only when you get overseas leave, which is generally after 6 weeks here, when you come back, you're put on the draft. So, it isn't long, is it? George Jones and Isles will probably stay longer, as they are to have false teeth but me. Although, as you know, I've got very bad teeth. It was passed, and well, they're not touching mine. Army ways are funny. I've already found out a lot, which I trust I shall one day be able to tell you. I forgot to tell you, we all split up into different huts when we arrived. Mine's about a mile away from the camp. It's very comfortable, however, but much better accommodation than at the camp. Three other fellows were put in there with me, and I found some others. Also, some very nice London and North Western Railway chaps, one of whom knew Mr. Bryant and all the fares office chaps. He was the head of the season ticket office at Euston. Yeah. I might say they've been very good to me and assisted me more than some of our chaps. One or two of whom, I'm sorry to say, have not done what they might to assist others, and I, together with some of the others, have been surprised. But of this more anon we meet. Well, I bid you all adieu for present. I think of you often, and only wish I was back again, but it has to be done. One can only hope the end will come soon. I hope poor old Sid Deuce is getting on all right, as we've not heard how he is. Now, good luck to you all, and every success, and tell them all that could go to keep out this life as long as they can. Good luck, S. Smith.